Sometimes it has been said that Catholics don't focus on the scriptures enough. The reality may be something a little more subtle and complex. In quoting the Bible so often, we fail to realize that the words we say are even from scripture. And so today, we'll consider five different phrases that you've said 100 times, if not 1,000 times, but maybe never considered who said it first. And we'll appropriately begin and end with Christmas phrases. So phrase number one, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. You may have said those words a lot. You might have said them 53 times before Mass this morning, if you were here for the rosary. That's right, those are the words from the Hail Mary. But where do those words come from? Were they written in the 1200s? Are they a product of Vatican II? No. The first person to say those words was Elizabeth. And she said them to Mary herself. So each time that we say those words, Mary will be as honored to hear them as she was the first time. Phrase number two, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And with your spirit, right? Those are the words that I used to start Mass this morning. And they come directly from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. You could say, well, Father, why don't you just start Mass by saying, well, good morning, or how y'all doing? But why not use the exact same words that St. Paul uses in the Bible? He was excited to greet the Corinthians, and I'm just excited to greet you. Phrase number three, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Do you know when we say those words? It's like the 2-minute warning to put down your kneeler, right? You know, those words come directly from scripture. When Jesus is riding into Jerusalem on a donkey and all of them spread their palm branches out in front of him and say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It's as if to say, you won't believe who's going to be here. So it makes sense then when we sing it. It makes sense that we kneel, because you won't believe who's about to be here. Phrase number four, Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. You recognize those words because it's the words we say before we go to communion. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Isn't it kind of weird that we think of our mouth as a roof? But not if we consider the first person who said those words. It was a centurion in Luke's gospel who wanted Jesus to heal his slave, but he didn't think he was worthy to have Jesus in his house. Perhaps you didn't know that you're reciting scripture when you're preparing to receive communion. And finally, one more phrase. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to people of goodwill. Now, we didn't sing those words today because it's Advent, but we sing them almost every Sunday at Mass. So who wrote such a beautiful song? Glory to God in the highest. Bishop John write that? A choir write that? No, it's much more heavenly than that. I mean, no offense, but the first time those words were ever sang was the angels singing to the shepherds, announcing the birth of Jesus. Now, we might not always sound like angels, but at the beginning of Mass, we are singing with them. So if anyone ever tells you that the Mass has nothing to do with the Bible, or that our prayers have nothing to do with the Bible, you've got five examples of where what we say was first said in Scriptures. Blessed are you among women. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. And glory to God in the highest. Those are some great words to say on Christmas or any day. And they're particularly great because of the incredible people who said them first.